Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me is always my co-host, Nick Mason.
This is good. You got there in the end.
Didn't I?
Moment of brain freeze.
Yeah, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Christmas is here.
Is it?
Well, you've got a little bauble on the end of your microphone.
I do. Oh, that. Yeah, yeah. Do you like it?
Yes.
That's as festive as I get, mate.
I should finish that sentence and say it's at the end of your microphone stand. It's not the end of anything else. Yes. So when you've got a bauble at the end of your... But it's at the end of your microphone stand there.
That's it.
Well, if... Ideally, if you could do it the same way as we do with Christmas trees and keep it up to like June of next year, that'd be good.
You know what? It probably will, because most of the stuff I put down in this room kind of stays.
Never leaves. Exactly. Where it is. That's what a man cave is all about.
It would be, yeah.
It represents yourself. Christmas cheer. You love Christmas. What do you think about Christmas?
It's fine. I like the day. I don't like everything else. Uh-huh. Yeah, you?
You like the day?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, you get to hang out with your family and eat food.
I like everything but the day. Like, I like Christmas carols and very special Christmas episodes.
We make the biggest fan of Christmas together, don't we?
That's like, right, combined. Collectively, but individually, no good. Individually, we're two weak eyes that make up one strong vision. Yes. I was just going to say, I had to do a work medical evaluation this week, it just reminded me. And you had to do the eye test and the hearing test or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I had to do, like, the urine sample test. You can cut this out, it's fine.
I won't.
But I walk, she's like, oh, you go down the hall. And I walk down the hall and I got the sample ready.
You're right.
And then I'm like, then I come out of the bathroom and I'm going down the hall and the doctor's like, okay, come to this room. And I'm walking down the hall and this old lady like jumps out of one of the doors in the hallway.
What? To scare you?
No, just bloody, she's just
did you throw the urine all over yourself?
I was like, woo, 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 because I had to, it was a scene out of a bad Adam Sandler film. Because I'm like, I hit the brakes immediately so I didn't bowl this old lady over.
Yeah.
But then the urine's...
Didn't have a cup?
No, it was in a cup.
But it didn't have a lid.
No lid. Didn't give me a lid.
That's very
She's like, I won't give you a lid, but it'll be fine. And I'm like, ugh.
Don't like that.
Anyway, I just flung it everywhere. But there was still enough. There was enough because she's like, just fill to the line. And I filled way over the line.
Yeah, because so. They're like, it's like a couple of inches. That's not enough, is it?
No.
Mate.
No.
That, you know, the world of urine sampling is... There needs to be some adjustment, is all I'm saying. Anyway, some deeper beakers.
Thank you. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
I don't like the day because it's too much.
Okay.
I like the Christmas carols and I like the sense of joy and togetherness.
Nah, I don't like all that.
Yeah, no, it's no
I mean, you know, it's the same songs every year, isn't it? Or whatever.
You're saying we should write some new Christmas songs.
That's what I'm saying. But you know what I do hate? I hate when people are like, you can't even say Merry Christmas anymore. You have to say...
Happy holidays.
Say whatever the fuck you want. Who cares? Who's ever said Merry Christmas to someone and the other person has gone, how dare you? That's offensive. That's never happened.
Correct.
It's not a thing.
You know why? Because capitalism would never let... People are like, oh my God, people are coming to my country and they're taking Christmas. No, they're not. You think a toy company's going to be like, oh, it seems like people are taking Christmas away. We'll allow it.
Yeah.
We'll allow our fourth quarter $1 billion profit to disappear. No, they won't. It's not going to happen. There's a meme goes around every once in a while. It's like, you can't say Merry Christmas. You have to say Happy Holidays. You can't say Christmas tree. You have to say Holiday tree. No one's ever, this is literally the first time anyone has ever said Holiday tree out loud. It's never happened. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy Holidays. Happy Seasons
greetings.
Look, have a little bit of time off, everybody.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. All right, just before we get into the Star Wars news, Mason.
What?
There's a couple of things. We did a Revenge of the Sith commentary.
Yeah, we did.
I'm literally cleaning the audio file right now as I'm doing this.
It got real dirty.
It did, didn't it? But so that'll be up by the time this is up. That's our third. We've done all the prequels now. They're on Bandcamp. You can pay a buck or play them for free, and they're also on Patreon. So
yeah, man.
You can choose either way. Now, if you play them on the Bandcamp, I say this every time, sometimes it goes out of sync depending on, because it's streaming or whatever. Uh-huh. That's not to make you, if you want to buy, I don't care. Do whatever you want. I'm just saying, don't email me and tell me it's not working, is what I'm saying. There's your bloody warning.
Nah, do though. What if it's a slightly different streaming issue than he's mentioned here? Should probably.
I do get a lot of like technical questions, be like, you know, why isn't your podcast appearing in my feed? I don't know.
How do you calculate compound interest as opposed to all interest?
And also the final episode of our Caravan of Garbage Star Wars season is up. That'll be up by now, where we, everyone will know this now, so it's not a spoiler. We're challenging Darth Vader to a series of duels
to determine the fate of the universe.
Yes, and you know, that's maybe the universe could be in a bit of strife. That's just leave it at that.
All right, and it's different. So this one is completely different because it's on the YouTube as opposed to the podcast.
Yes, and but there is a podcast episode where we kind of do a recap. Yeah, that's entirely different. Mm-hmm. So there's two versions of that for the price of none, because it's free.
It is free.
Unless it's on, but it was on Patreon. Anyway, doesn't matter. Star Wars, there's another rumored Star Wars Episode 8 title that's definitely not true. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Star Wars Episode 8.
Wait, does it Force Divides?
Forces of Destiny.
Forces of Destiny, there we go.
Would you have The Force Awakens and then Forces of Destiny? It's too much force.
Maybe. What if they do three in a row?
On the other one? Eh.
Yeah.
Because see, none of them have like the same words in them, except for like the, of, you know what I mean?
I know what words are.
Yeah, yeah. I know you know, but this is for people who don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you see that being a thing? Forces of Destiny?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I can see it being a thing.
Sure.
Remember, people are like, there's no way they'd call the second one Attack of the Clones. They called it Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, but that's more kind of Star Wars-y than this is. This is probably like, because they've registered a domain, it's probably like a mobile game or something.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Yeah. Mm. But on the back of that, have we got any more Star Wars news? No, we don't. Rogue One's this week.
Yep.
We're going to see it. We'll talk about it next week, won't
we? Okay, cool. Yeah. Good idea.
You okay with that?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, good.
Real nice.
The Batman movie, it's going to be taking, looks, sounds like it's going to be taking the release date of Justice League 2 in June 2019. Mm. So Justice League 2 is being moved back, which means Zack Snyder is going to be doing his project he's been trying to get off the ground for ages called The Last Photograph. And then he's going to do Justice League 2.
The Last Photograph.
Look at this Last Photograph. and...
oh, so it's a documentary onto... It's a documentary about Nickelback and their songwriting process.
Correct, exactly. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And the conspiracy behind that thing that I said.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say that Justice League is the best comic book movie ever made.
Okay.
Do you think Zack Snyder should still do the next one?
No.
Get rid of him. Mm. Like three's enough.
Yeah.
I don't want this to become... Someone tweeted me, and I'm sorry because I don't have it in front of me. Like, is this going to become like a Bryan Singer X-Men thing where it just goes for way too long and you just maybe want to get some different eyes on it, man?
Agreed.
Like, love or hate, you know, his movies, three's a lot. Time just maybe step away. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. I'm well aware. Maybe the last photograph can be the last shot you ever film on a movie.
Yeah, exactly. But look, not that I think he's a terrible director at all, but... I just think even if he'd knocked all three of them out of the park, which for me, he hasn't really, then I think it's still good to kind of get, you know, just get someone else in.
Yeah, I mean, if it's the same format,
yeah,
it's the same director.
Same kind of stylized action.
Yeah, three in a row is always, feels a bit stale.
I even feel that about like the Russo brothers for the Marvel films. Probably less so because their ones have been really, really good. But maybe after they do Infinity War, they kind of maybe take a break or whatever.
But maybe like the Raimi Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, perfect example.
By the third one, the director's not as invested, maybe.
The studio's forcing more stuff on it and whatever as well. Yeah, yeah. Mm. I don't know. It's, yeah. it's just a thought, Mason.
Hey, can I crack open this loot crate?
Oh, yeah, we're doing a loot crate unboxing.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, what's the first item?
All right, let me just crack this baby open. This one's magic, right? Magical.
Magical themed.
Yes.
Like Harry Potter's.
Q-fig. We get a Q-fig. We get a couple of these.
Oh, that's I have seen that online. That one is awesome. That's
we got a Doctor Strange Q-fig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
look how
that.
Grumpy he is. Even though he wields the magical power of the ages, he's a little bit grumpy.
You mean he's got some shields?
He's got a shield. He's wielding a shield. Yeah.
That's really cool.
He's got a shield.
I like it a lot.
It's nice. He's got a nice flow to his cape.
And is the base, it looks on the back.
Is the base the window of his sanctum, which suggests that he's standing on the window.
He could do that, though, because he's a magic man.
I'm not saying he can't. I'm saying good on him.
All right. Yeah. You're going to stick that to your wall?
What?
So he's standing on the window. You can put it on your wall, mate. Stick it sideways. So I'm standing on the wall, mate.
No, it sounds silly. I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to do that.
Is blue tack a thing everywhere else in the world?
Yes, they have blue tack.
Yeah, I think it's an Australian invention.
Oh.
I don't know that for a fact. Nobody email me, I don't care. We got another bit of DC news, though,
yes.
That you reminded me of. The Powerless trailer for the TV series.
That's right. Now, is that a new trailer? I watched...
I'd never seen it before.
Okay, I've seen some bits from it.
Okay, sure. I thought you were talking about Powers on the PlayStation Network.
I'm never, ever going back to that show.
Yeah, so I was like, why would we talk about that? And it took me like a minute to figure out what you were talking about. What did you think? Even though maybe this is 6 months old, I don't know.
No, it looks fun, but... Yeah. And it does look very CW.
Sure,
It's not on CW, I don't think, but...
Is it ABC? NBC. So I think it's NBC,
Yeah.
What do you think of Vanessa Hudgens as the lead in it?
I don't know necessarily if I buy her as this person sort of fomenting a revolution in her insurance company.
Sure, right.
It's kind of Liz Lemon kind of lady from Parks and Rec.
Right, okay.
Leslie Knope. Could work.
But I do like Alan Tudyk. He's good.
Me
and
too.
There's a bit where he's reading like the Lex Luthor biography.
Oh, that's
or whatever,
right. It's like the art of the deal.
Which is quite fun. Mm. So no, I'll definitely give this a shot. And there's a lot of references to, you know, you hear about, and then there's a joke like, Is an accident Wonder Woman caused? Is that an act of God? And they're like, well, technically she's a demigod. I'm like, yeah, no, we know. We all like, but I guess it's not for people like us who know. It's for everybody.
And this isn't set in the CW universe. This is set in the. Is it set in the cinematic
Maybe.
Universe?
Maybe I don't know
because there's no Wonder Woman in
the
CW universe.
Yeah. Or it's set in a separate universe.
Yeah,
maybe it's set in the Smallville universe. Well, it'd be sadder though, wouldn't it?
It
would be much sadder. True. Yeah. But you know what's interesting though, because he's got, well, it can't be set in the movie version because the Lex Luthor book, it's not Jesse Eisenberg, it's like comic book Lex
Luthor.
That's
true, it is. Yeah, you're right.
So who knows?
Yeah,
but you know, it's not to say they can't tie it in.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got, Mason?
Fantastic Beasts t-shirt.
Where are they? Did you get that?
In the loot crate.
Very good.
But if I didn't open the loot crate, I wouldn't have been able to.
No, you wouldn't be able to get it.
I'm glad it's a reference that I get and a movie that I like. Pretty great, right?
What a
killer combination. It's like an Obliviator recruitment t-shirt.
Okay, cool.
Pretty cool, right?
Become an Obliviator, yeah. I enjoyed Fantastic Beasts.
Me too, I enjoyed it a lot, more than I think about it.
Yeah,
mm.
It was a bit of fun, mate. We got a teaser. It'll be out by now, though, because it's out on Sunday, and today is Sunday, but then also we're like 12 hours ahead of here or whatever than in the US and the States. But the teaser for Fantastic Eights, Fantastic Eights.
They're in the cars. They're in the cars. They're drinking the Coronas.
That's right.
That's how they are.
But it's called The Fate of the Furious.
The Fate of the Furious.
Now, we know one of them flew off into space at the end of the last movie, or Paul Walker went to live with his family on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that means we're going to get a death in this one?
No.
Not like a real life death, hopefully, but like every now and then they'll kill a Fast and Furious team member and it's the fate of the Furious. So do you think like...
No, I think they'll be fine.
The Rock will die? They won't kill the Rock.
I don't think they can have the death of a main character after...
Oh, straight after
Paul
on the back
Walker
of this.
Died for real.
Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
I don't think they will.
Because they've lost a couple. They lost Han.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Who died in a prequel, but then he was in all the other ones because every movie is set before... Tokyo Drift,
really?
Except maybe the last one. I can't remember. It's got a it's got a really skewed timeline.
Oh no!
And Gal Gadot fell into smoke off a plane or something.
She was in these movies.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Was she Michelle Rodriguez's arch nemesis? Is that?
I don't think so. She was just kind of. So that she could drive a good car and she could help him infiltrate. But,
right.
Yeah.
Sounds really good.
By the way, I know there's birds. People also message when they're like, "There's birds. Can't control the birds, mate."
That's quitter talk. You can control the birds.
I did a slingshot.
Yeah.
I could control all
the
birds.
At the very least, you could get us some ice cream buckets that we could put on our heads so we don't get swooped by them constantly.
Sure. All right, fine.
I was going to say, Fast and Furious.
There's some snow stuff.
Yep.
So they've taken it to the... I was trying to name all the places they've taken cars, but I can't remember. Probably the desert.
Dubai.
Brazil. The streets of Tokyo. Back to their hometown.
The air.
The sea.
Kurt Russell's house.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Britain.
I think a quarter mile.
Yeah.
And another quarter mile.
Race Wars. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's actually called Race Wars.
Yeah, Race Wars,
it.
Yeah. So... Tokyo Drift is set in the future.
Yeah, but I think Tokyo Drift, and I might be wrong.
Were they more futury cars?
No.
Huh.
I mean, they're Japanese cars, so maybe they're a little bit... They got more neons.
It would have more neons.
Yeah.
More Neopets.
That's right, yeah.
A little Neopet to look after in the dash.
And then the last one, whatever that one, I want to say it was 7, but I don't know that for a fact. Because remember, at the end of 6, Jason Statham kills Han?
Right.
And that happens... You see him die in Tokyo Drift, which I haven't seen, but then you find out it was Jason Statham.
Oh.
And this one's got Charlize Theron, because remember it's...
Statham's sister.
Evil British family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's how that goes. God, it's going to be a good one, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, they're all pretty good.
Yeah, they're all pretty good, yeah. I must admit.
Well, they are now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all pretty good and pretty dumb. Do you like the name?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, I think they've got... In the imaginary production room...
Yeah.
The Hollywood production room that I've invented.
Mm.
There's two whiteboards, right?
Yeah.
There's a list of
ones for drawing dicks.
All right, so there's three whiteboards. There's drawing dicks. There's a second one that is all the modes of transport that are available in the world.
Oh.
And they're slowly crossing them off.
Right,
yeah. So this one, they got to snowmobiles.
Yep.
And somebody's written a note that said XXX got to it first, but they're like, it doesn't matter, it's fine.
Nobody will notice.
And then on the other whiteboard, there's all the ways to say... sequel names,
right,
without having to put a number in there.
But you get, yeah, with Fs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just very excited.
I have a digital copy of this, but I'm very happy to see I've got a physical copy of it now.
Oh, you love Big Trouble in Little China. It's a crossover.
It's the Big Trouble in Little China Escape from New York crossover.
Nice.
Boom Studios. It's comic book. It's in the...
That means I also have a copy of that.
That's right, you do. It's real good.
Good.
It's
real
solid.
I've been meaning to read that.
Mm.
And now I can and will.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of comic books, if I can insert a plug into this ad... that is in our news. Our friends over at Serious Issues, the podcast.
Yeah.
The comic book podcast.
Great podcast.
They're doing a sort of a Serious Issues award.
Yep.
For like best comic books throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a big comic book fan, you want to go over to their Facebook page, which is Serious Issues Podcast.
Okay.
And just go to there. They've got a little Survey Monkey link if you want to click on it.
Pick your favourites.
Pick your faves, vote.
I'm sure you can probably add some of your own if they're not...
Potentially you can.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's... Yeah, definitely. Good show.
Anyway, plug over in this particular plug. Now back to the plug, and then back to the news.
What do we got? The Mummy.
Yeah.
This came out as we released the podcast last week, as we knew it would.
Yep.
At least we knew it was happening.
We've synced up to being out of sync.
That's right.
To the rest of the world.
Well out of it. So in it starts with Tom Cruise is in a plane, and the plane is in a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the midst of a plane crash.
Yes.
That was all done. They took him, you know, when those...
I was just going to say, he would not allow him to be CGI'd into a plane crash. He'd be like, I demand a real plane crash, please.
Yeah. He'll demand, like, they'll CGI the deadness out of his eyes.
But
he'll get in a real crashed airplane.
Yeah.
So then he dies, and is he the mummy? But there's also the mummy because he dies?
Oh,
what's going on there?
I get the sense that perhaps... he does die in the plane crash.
Yeah.
But the mummy is released, and maybe that magic brings him back somehow.
Okay. Gotcha.
So maybe it's a one-shot thing.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Because if he was invulnerable throughout the whole movie, that's no fun.
You don't think he's going to have some special sand powers where he can turn into sand?
I don't think he's going to have any sand powers.
What's the point of anything then?
Yeah, I know, right?
I did like the birds going through the plane. I thought that was
good.
Because the first mummy, remember there's... they release all the plagues.
Yes.
So you get the locusts and whatnot. So I'm wondering if we're going to get something akin to that. The director was saying that the mummy was originally going to be in the style of Apocalypse from the end of Days of Future Past. Maybe you see the blue kid and he's like,
oh, yes, uh-huh.
I'm building a pyramid with my mind.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It was that. It was like that exact design. Then Apocalypse came out and they went, well, we have to change this now. So that's why they've gone with the lady mummy.
Oh.
With the four eyes or whatever.
That's interesting that they've...
both of them picked blue Egyptian boys to be their villains.
But also that they're so readily willing to just completely change the concept.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
It's great, yeah.
Yeah, but it's interesting that they wouldn't just go, no, let's just throw it out. It's the worst that could happen. I did like the eye changey thing.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you see Russell Crowe?
She can see around corners. Yeah. Of course I saw Russell Crowe. How could you miss Russell Crowe? He's the greatest actor in the world. Or you're always going to see him unless he wants to be invisible in a scene, in which case you won't even know he's there because he's the greatest actor in the world.
You see what he wants you to see.
Correct.
So he's going to have a punch-up with Tom Cruise.
Great.
Have they worked together before? Apparently they've known each other like 20 years. I'm trying to think if they've been in something together before. I don't think so. But that's not to say they haven't been slimed together on Nickelodeon or something like that. Yeah,
at the Kids' Choice Awards,
yeah,
sure.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Though, would Russell Crowe go to the Kids' Choice Awards?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe in a moment of weakness when he was like, oh, I'm not feeling as useful as I used to. Oh, I'll go to the Kids' Choice Awards.
Well, I'll buy a rugby team and I'll go to the Kids' Choice Awards.
Who do you think would win in a real fight between Tom Cruise and Russell Crowe?
Look, Russell Crowe is notoriously a tough guy.
Correct.
That's how the story goes. But
yes.
I've never actually seen him fight anybody.
Right.
And nor have I seen Tom Cruise. Russell Crowe is obviously bigger,
uh-huh.
but Tom Cruise is fitter.
Yes, and he's crazy.
Yeah, but Russell Crowe's got mass.
That's
you know
true.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it might be a first strike kind of situation. Whoever gets in first.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe Russell Crowe, like, he's big, so no one ever fights him.
Yeah,
so he's never been in a fight, yeah.
Exactly, it's uh-huh. one of those situations.
I mean, he's just hurling phones at yeah, concierges right. and
yeah.
such.
People who can't fight back, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Let's bring him on the show and have him fight.
Please. Mm-hmm. I would love to talk to Russell Crowe, just to be like, what are you? What's your deal?
What's your damage, man?
Have you read that there's an article, and I'll try and link it below if I can find it. It's a journalist, it's this huge article where Russell Crowe goes out of his way. It's around the phone throwing thing
right.
to build a PR kind of network of journalists
yep.
to go around and tell everybody what a good bloke he is and what good music he has. It's this insane...
The ordinary fear of God.
Yeah, that's right. It's this insane article.
Formerly 30-odd foot of grunts.
That's right.
Did we have this exact conversation
last
week?
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. And it's this crazy article and the guy's like, you know, if you just do nice things, then kind of word will filter down. He's like, greatest actor in the world, mate.
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting read.
Mm.
Anyway.
Hey, speaking of journalism.
Yeah.
Journal.
Ism.
How did I do that?
Is that a Moleskin journal?
Yeah, it's
I bloody love a Moleskin
journal. Yeah, it's a bloody
journal.
It's a bloody Game of Thrones related journal. We've got the Red Woman on the front.
I know the Red Woman.
Tell him, you put all your tales of Russell Crowe assaulting you in your journal.
That needs to be a bigger journal.
You sell
then,
it like,
it?
Yeah, I know, right? Maybe order two loot crates. They'll send you
That's
two.
Cool. I like that. I love
right?
a little bloody journal. When I used to travel, Mason, I used to keep a little journal. I've still got it.
Ooh.
Maybe one day I'll release it online.
I'll scan a few pages a week.
No, I'd have to... It's a whole thing. I'd have to get a scanner. That would be step one.
Take a photograph of it.
Oh, yeah, I could. No, yeah. I won't. It's not that interesting.
You could be part of Zack like, Snyder's latest opus, The Last Photograph.
That's right, could be.
Whatever that's about.
Do you think Tom Cruise... Is this something I've noticed? And maybe I'm reading into something. Maybe I'm reading into it. Maybe I'm wrong. Is Tom Cruise like hooking up with ladies in movies anymore? Or is that something they're avoiding? Like, you'll be in a movie with a sexy lady, but he won't have, like, a love scene or a kissing scene or... Like,
right.
Do you think studios have twigged that, like, people don't like or buy that, seeing Tom
That's
Cruise
a good
in
question.
A relationship?
Is he currently a married man?
No, I think he's... No, he's... him and Katie Holmes are separated. Yeah.
Hadn't thought about it.
Yeah.
But you're right, he's more of an uncle role kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
A, yeah.
Or in a movie, he's a divorced dad or he's widowed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he might meet a good-looking lady, but...
That's
and
true.
Maybe they'll hold hands at the end, but it's... Yeah, do you know what I mean, though?
No, I get what you're saying. Yeah. You're right. Like, there's been some sexy ladies in. Oh, but, I mean, some of that is plot-related.
Yeah, but is that built... Is it built around
Good
him?
Good question.
That's what I'm saying.
Because Mission Impossible 4 and 5,
yeah.
there are sexy ladies.
Yes.
Interchangeable sexy ladies. Jeremy Renner always the same, but interchangeable sexy ladies. But you're right, because he's married to Michelle Monaghan's character.
Yeah, and that was in 3, which was that was like 10 years ago.
Right,
now,
right.
So, yeah.
And so, yeah, so he can't do anything with the sexy interchangeable ladies.
That's right.
So, I don't know. Good question.
Yeah.
You're right. Do you think they were like, listen, people don't buy this
anymore. People think you're a weird creep.
So we're going to say all your characters have a wife off screen.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Or they're dead or whatever, so you're heartbroken. Yeah.
Interesting.
No, it's just a thought. Mm. Also, bad news.
I'm going to put it in my journal.
Please do.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones. Dracula.
This is Game of Thrones.
Yes, it is. The game is off, Mason. Dracula Untold is not part of this universe.
It's not part of the Mummy
Confirmed.
Universe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now this is the new Mummyverse.
That's right.
Wow.
So there you go.
Mm.
Sad news for Dracula Untold
fans.
Us.
Yeah. Us and Charles Dance.
That's right. Okay, a lot of trailers this week,
actually.
How many
trailers? Is there a special event of some sort?
I don't know,
a bunch of trailers came out?
Well, there's been... No, there's been like four or five. I don't know. I guess it's just trailer week.
That's yes!
What happens.
It's trailer week on the Weekly Planet.
You know it, mate. Mm-hmm. But it's also discussing TV week. There's two things going on here, isn't there?
We've got so many things to talk about this week. It's a bumper episode.
Transformers The Last Night.
Ugh.
But...
Yes.
The trailer looks good, right?
But it doesn't look good, though, because we know all the tricks now.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
We know...
All the trailers look good.
Yeah, We know that when Sir Anthony Hopkins, who is now just explaining robots to people, I guess,
because
he's doing this in Westworld, it's just his job now. We know that when he's like, now you'll know why everyone's drawn to Earth. It's because it's artifacts.
It's an artifact.
It's an artifact. For some reason, heaps of artifacts, Cybertronian artifacts ended up on
there's
Earth.
There's been four and there's going to be a fifth one.
Yeah.
It's probably the heart of Unicron. Or the Matrix of Unicron, or the Matrix of Time.
Or the sword.
Or the sword of, last sword of
It's Excalibur,
Krypton.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
It's going to be Excalibur. And it, you
Do
know
you think
what?
It's got a little human sword inside it?
Oh, no, I was thinking it's regular human-sized.
Oh,
but it can
and then
expand
it
out.
And whatever. Yeah, of course,
So then Optimus Prime can wield it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But is he a bad guy, Mason?
No.
Is the Quintessons. Because that's where he flew off into space.
Well, from what we can tell, he just flew up into space and immediately froze. And he's just been floating in orbit around Jupiter or something.
So it looks like he's been beat up, though. He's all grey like he was when he died in the movie.
Sure.
Because when he was brought back in the show, he was evil at one point, wasn't he? So do you think that's what this is?
Well, when he was brought back in the show, I think he was brought back as like a shell of himself. It was just the shell being animated by something else, so he wasn't really Optimus Prime.
Okay. Yeah. But did the spirit of Optimus Prime like stop it from taking over or something, and he sacrificed himself because he's the...
Yes, it did,
It's the noblest shell in the universe.
Correct,
or whatever,
that is exactly what happened, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I think it's going to be... See, it's going to be exactly the same trope as the last one where he came back to... Remember he came back to life and he was briefly like, I'll kill everyone! I'll kill all humans!
Yeah, he does get more like that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It kind of goes
Do you think it's weird that Peter Cullen has done this for a lot of years and for several decades it was just like, humans are the noblest of creatures and we should protect them and help them and work together and friendliness and love and now he's like... He gets the script and it's like, I'll kill you. I'll kill everyone. I'm going to kill all the humans. And he's like, oh, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, what do I care?
Yeah. But it does, we know that it's going to be, we know there's going to be a battle sequence at the end that's going to last 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I like the when worlds were colliding and we got Mark Wahlberg and the other guy.
Tad Hamilton.
And Tad Hamilton's like, this operation's over. And Mark Wahlberg's like, no, we gotta keep it going, man. No, don't give up, man. It's not a good Mark Wahlberg impression, but it's not the worst.
No, you got the cadence right.
The gist
right.
of it,
you got
yeah.
the Cade Yeager right.
Yeah,
that's
it's
your
hard
name,
to do because
it?
It's a weird Boston accent.
Yeah.
We technically have.
Yeah, there's a bit of that. I can't do it either.
Yeah,
you need to at least have a base American accent.
It's
to
too
do
close
it.
To Australian to be able to do it effectively.
Yeah, but look, we'll see.
We're not giving up, man. Because an army, a professional U.S. Marine would
hang out with a weird scientist.
And he would defer to this weird mad scientist, who apparently has brought some sort of weird mad scientist gun.
Sure, yeah. But he's got great guns in general, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's got weird balloon arms.
What do you think, has happened to the daughter? Think she's in this?
Nah.
What do you think about the weird, too old boyfriend?
They're not in it.
Great,
I don't think either of them in it. They've got the girl that they've got now is actually underage in real life. They've finally gone there.
So
all pretense is over.
So my question is, and I was going to ask this before you said that, but what do you think is going to be the weird? Because all women in these movies are just sex objects.
Yes.
And in the last one, the woman, the female sex object was technically underage, but due to a bizarre crossing state lines legal loophole that was...
Which he kept in his wallet.
Which was illustrated on a piece of...
Laminated
car that he kept in his wallet. It was fine, apparently. Which,
Do you think if they were sprung by the cops and he'd have that ready to go?
I think he has to use it a lot.
Yeah.
Look, I maintain that in the last movie, one of the producers was dating a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
And everybody thought it was real weird. And he was like, no, it's legal because I have this card. And they're like, whatever, weirdo. And he's like, I'm gonna raise awareness of this weird loophole so people can marry their child brides. And Michael Bay's like, okay, hey, man, you're a producer, so if your kids like a particular Transformer, I'll put it in the movie for you. Or if, you know, you've got a product placement you want to put in, we'll make it happen. And he's like...
You want a Japanese milk? I'll put it in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But he's like, here's my request.
It's like
awareness for not being a weirdo.
I'd imagine Michael Bay just went, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, like, that's right. I don't care.
I'm okay. Younger the better. Here we go. What else?
Well, he's fighting Bumblebee.
Yeah, for 5 seconds.
Hero versus hero, Mason.
For 5 seconds.
That's what we do these days. It's hero versus hero. Take a hero. Take a different hero. Get him to fight,
but
mate.
But that's just because the villains, especially in Transformers, are completely interchangeable.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of Transformers thoughts this week for some reason.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
If Bumblebee was like grey or purple, would you have noticed? Would you have noticed that it was Bumblebee? Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely
not. You only know him because he's yellow.
Yeah, exactly. The good guys, at least there's a red one and a blue one and a yellow one and a green one or whatever.
And a samurai one.
There's a samurai.
And a John Goodman one. Is it? Okay, sure.
And the green one's the John Goodman one.
Okay, good.
But all the bad guys are rusty grey and spindly and have crab faces. And they turn into whatever. So it doesn't even matter, because in this universe, you're not locked in. Starscream's not locked into turning into a plane. You can turn into anything.
Yeah,
so.
You're right, yeah. Sometimes they turn into cubes.
Yep.
Great.
Sometimes they turn into Walkmans.
Yes, they do. I remember you said something, they missed a trick in the last movie where they were trying to rebuild Optimus Prime, and in doing so, that it kept looking like Megatron.
And they were just like...
God, why does this keep looking like Megatron?
Megatron, oh well, better keep building it then.
Should we just roll it out anyway? Who cares?
Yeah, why not?
But you said it should have been they built it as Optimus Prime, and then when it transformed into Galvatron.
Yeah, or something
like
that, anything,
whatever, yeah.
Because
you wouldn't send it out if it looked like
Megatron.
Because
it was a grey and white truck.
Yeah.
And if you'd made it look like a grey and white Optimus Prime, we'd be like, oh, it's Ultra Magnus.
Exactly,
and then it transforms the truck, and then it transforms into Megatron, and everybody's tricked.
Yeah.
But in this, everybody's an idiot. Anyway, there's going to be more of that.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But you know what? He made the 13 hours in between, and apparently that's really good, so maybe he learnt something.
No, he didn't.
He's probably not. I don't think he's ever learnt anything.
No.
I'm just come to think of it. All right. What else we got? War for the Planet of the Apes. A great trailer with a weird end line, I thought.
Oh, I forgot in Transformers they used that flaming... Is this the year of weird covers of stuff? Because they used the cover of Flaming Lips, you realize?
Well, that's what Transformers...
Who do you think they're referring to who has the most beautiful face? Do you think it's Optimus Prime?
It must be,
Bumblebee?
Yeah, definitely. Or whoever's the underage girl in it,
Yeah, it's probably that.
But this is what Transformers do. They follow the trend of trailers as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So they follow trends and tropes. Mm. So like there was Age of Ultron was coming out, so it was Age of Extinction.
Yeah,
they
used
the Inception Bram in the last trailer. So they're doing the thing now where they take a popular song and they cover it and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that set no trends.
Mm-hmm. Rake in the bucks, baby.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the modern day Bond franchise where you just take whatever's popular. Great.
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, Planet of the Apes. War for the Planet of the Apes. Mm-hmm. What'd you think? That was my question to you.
Looks good, but when are the astronauts going to come back?
They're not.
Why are they not coming back?
Because they're stuck in the future.
No, the astronauts... Remember in the first one, there was
they went to the future.
Did they?
Yes, that's what happens. And then they're Charlton Heston. Charlton Heston's in that ship.
Oh, I thought that's a different universe.
Well, sort of. It's all connected, sort of.
Okay.
Sort of.
You should do a video on it.
No.
Okay.
But, but it's not my responsibility to explain the Planet of the Apes franchise.
That's true.
Paramount or 20th Century Fox or whoever makes these want to pay me to do it, I'll do it. It's not my job.
I thought the astronaut thing wasn't going to be a time travel issue. They were just going to come back to Earth at some point. Be like, we're back, everybody. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Ooh. No, I think that was a nod to the first one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But no, they're not really set in the same universe. Obviously.
Yeah.
But I think this looks like the one that this is it.
Okay,
so this is going to be like they'll make another one if this does well, which it will. But who knows, maybe they'll jump to the future and then they'll kind of remake the Charlton Heston one. Because you can, that's fine. Like it's a good enough movie. It's kind of dumb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a bit of a bloody laugh, mate.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so the last line in this trailer is if we lose this, then it truly will be a Planet of Apes.
Yep.
That doesn't work at all.
Not at all. No good.
Yeah. So, but other than that, spectacular. The CGI is primo, as per usual, as we can expect.
Great fur effects.
You know it. Mm-hmm. That bloody orangutan.
Yes.
I don't know how they do it, mate. I don't know how they do it. There's a little girl that they're looking after for some reason.
Yeah, okay, right.
Orphan girl. I was reading an interview with Matt Reeves, the director, and he was saying that there are apes in this that are working with the humans because they were Cobra's men.
Right, okay.
Apes, sorry. And they didn't think that Caesar would accept them back. So they
switched sides. Okay.
Yeah, so there's a bit of that going on.
Who are the bad guys at this point?
Just all the humans, mate. Yeah. They swap out the humans every movie, it seems. Because it was James Franco, then it was John Connor, and now it's
Woody Harrelson.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's also got a dead son? Because Gary Oldman had a dead son.
That's true, yeah.
But apparently this one's got a bit of a twist.
Oh.
I don't know what that is, but maybe they were married. It's the same kid.
Oh, yeah.
I would
right.
love that. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, but I like that, you know, Woody Harrelson's a good bat. He comes out and he's bloody shirtless, shaving his head in the snow.
Sure, right? Yeah.
That's a man who's no nonsense. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they've got a motto that they say every morning, which is something like, we spill the blood, which makes the grass grow, or something like that.
Oh, and
yeah.
So that's an evolution of my dad picks the fruit that goes to Cotties to make the cordial that I like best.
Perfect reference that nobody will understand.
Correct.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. What else we got? Oh, no Cobra. Remember Cobra from the last
Cobra.
One? They contemplated bringing him back, but he fell down a pit and he hit a crane on the way down.
And then the pit exploded, right? And
maybe, yeah.
And then everything fell on him. Yeah. He's super dead.
Yeah. I mean, if he came back, I'd be like, yeah, apes are pretty tough. Like, wouldn't bother me in particular.
Sure.
They're all wielding shotguns.
That's
it's
true,
fine.
Yeah.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, though, that it's carrying over. Like, his legacy is still kind of felt
true.
Into this movie. So, no, I like that. I like all these movies. So, it's kind of, I want to say almost like, they're like quiet kind of blockbusters. You know what I mean? They do really well, but they're not like a Star Wars or a Marvel or a DC. It's just kind of like, these are great, you know?
Do they have a lot of rewatchability?
I started to watch the last one, and I turned it off, not because I was bored. I don't even remember, but yeah.
Because it was sad.
Maybe because I was so sad. Mm-hmm. But, no, I remember really enjoying it at the time, but yeah. But maybe not. Maybe they don't. They're pretty sad. So
yeah.
What do you think? Do you think they do? Well, have you watched them since?
No, I have not watched them since. I enjoy them at the time. Never go back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. But in a different way than when you wouldn't go back to a Transformers movie. It's a different kind of like.
Yeah,
that
it
was
is.
Immensely satisfying.
I had a satisfying movie watching experience.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'd get any more out of it than the next one.
Yep.
But Transformers just real bad.
Sure. Absolutely, mate. What do we got next? Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yep.
First trailer.
Yep.
Spider-Man's in it.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it.
I did.
Did you think it was a good trailer that you enjoyed? Is that what you thought?
Yeah.
All right then.
Michael Keaton's looking great in it.
Well, looking as good as he looks.
Still great though.
Sure.
But yeah. He's not like some sort of...
Spindly man.
He's not a spindly hunched monster.
Do you wish he was a spindly hunched vulture monster?
No.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't survive one punch.
No, he'd be killed. Well, he's in a big terrifying suit.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's real techie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like an old man in a little feathered
It's not angel
spandex.
Wings. It's a...
It'll, like, you put your arm in that, it'll take it off.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of terrifying. And that's apparently what Tom Holland was saying. Like, there's elements of, like, the vulture where it's like a horror movie. Because imagine he's like a kid in a spandex, and there's just this enormous, like, winged monster, like, beating down on you or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I think, I'm pretty sure we speculated that's kind of how this is going to be.
Because
we've already seen the Falcon.
Yeah, yeah.
And that suit's real cool.
Yeah.
But
it's slick and cool. You can do a jump kick.
You can do a jump kick, exactly.
Yeah, this one you can just take a man's head off. So, I like that a lot.
Your little ice cream bucket on your head won't save you from the vulture.
No, it's
only swoop. I'm not sure I do kind of get that vibe of Michael Keaton is kind of, he's one of Peter Parker's professors and...
No, I don't think he is. I think he's a crim. He's a career crim.
Okay.
That's what the director was talking about. This is a universe now where if a kid can become a superhero or, a Marine can get a backpack with a set of wings, then there's going to be villains.
Good.
That the same thing happens, you know what I mean? Because you see, bank robbers have got some weird tech.
Yeah, right.
Because the Tinker is in this, so maybe he's like an arms dealer
just
or
passing
whatever.
It out.
Yeah.
Well, there was a few years ago, there's a Secret Wars storyline now, but there was one a few years ago, and the premise essentially was that Dr. Doom was funding like special weapons and gadgets for criminals in America.
Just for fun?
Yeah, just for funsies, for terrorism.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So it was like, you know, this the Killer Shrike has a anti-gravity suit filled with weapons and it would have cost $2 million or something.
Yeah.
And he's going and he's robbing banks and getting $5,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what's the point? And the point is that he's there to terrorize New York City kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So maybe there's a bit of that element to this, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you could sell that vulture suit or that gun that can pull an ATM off a wall or whatever. Do you think he captures the spirit of Spider-Man?
Yes.
When we've seen him.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a kid. I keep saying that, but he actually looks like a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he did? He enrolled in a New York high school for 3 days.
Huh.
He went undercover. Is that a bit weird?
We contemplated doing that once. Do you remember?
As a joke? I don't think we were really going to do it.
I think it was, I don't know.
I don't think we actually contemplated. There was something. I think it was a joke we made here. Neither of us would pass for a high school.
No, this was years ago.
Not even for, well,
this was like 10 years ago.
Even then.
Like, no, we were very youthful looking. Was it a dare? Was it for a reality show? I can't remember.
Who knows? Yeah, it was to get in Big Brother. That's what we wanted to
do. Oh, okay, right.
I vaguely remember that, but I don't remember us seriously contemplating it, unless you were seriously contemplating it. Is that illegal? Surely it's illegal.
Yeah.
You can't just go to a school as an adult.
No, we weren't going to do it. Yeah, we were going to, TV was going to be involved.
Okay, sure.
Uh-huh.
But Tom Holland doing it, is that illegal?
Oh.
Because he didn't tell anybody.
No, he would have asked the principal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been like, I'm Spider-Man.
Exactly.
But he said he told one kid that he was Spider-Man, he was researching a role, and the kid didn't believe him or whatever. And, because just like the real Spider-Man, because you wouldn't believe him, because he's a little... But he's got those Spider-Man abs, doesn't he?
Are they CGI abs or real
abs?
I
don't think so. I think in the grand tradition of Spider-Man movies, you got to have the abs, mate.
You got to have the abs for the first movie.
That's right.
And after that, it doesn't matter.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. The suit's got a button on it.
Oh, yeah,
a
suit
like,
button.
And it falls off him.
Huh.
You know, you see him, he hits it, and it...
Yeah.
Like
now, this is we've talked about this. This is the upgraded suit.
Yeah,
it's a new suit, even newer than the Civil War suit.
I think
suit.
It's the Civil War suit. I think it's the same suit.
Okay, then.
But yeah, so it's not something you kind of wrestle into. It's kind of...
But isn't there a teaser fitting. Where...
It's like the Back to the Future 2 jacket.
Yeah, but wasn't there a teaser where he's delivered a crate?
Yeah, that Tony I think... Stark? I might be wrong, but I think that's... Because he's in his old suit in that.
Yep.
Because he looks down at his feet. I think that's before the Civil War
see,
battle.
Right. Gotcha.
So, you know, Happy Hogan turns up and he's like, what are you wearing this for? Yeah, look at the box
yeah,
or
good
whatever.
Point. Okay, cool.
So
nice.
I think I speculated in my speculation video, Mason.
Ooh.
Check it out if you want. I'll link it below, Mason.
Red arrows.
Check it out. You know it, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Red arrows pointing to a real obvious thing or nothing. That's how I do it, mate.
Very good.
But what was I going to say? I think the opening of this is some events from Civil War from Peter Parker's perspective. And then it's just like, and he's back in school.
Right, okay,
do you know what
cool.
I mean? So
yeah,
he's done all these amazing things, and then he goes back, he can't tell anybody, and he's just having to do geometry or whatever.
Well, that's fun. A bit of non-linear storytelling.
You know it, mate.
Mm-hmm.
You bloody know it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, so this is the sixth Spider-Man movie, if you can believe that.
Ha, I can.
Yeah, I know, there's been a lot, hasn't there?
Yeah, but I can.
Yeah. I'm so glad they rebooted it, because if the Andrew Garfield ones had have done well, and he wasn't terrible, I thought he was a better Spider-Man than he was Peter Parker. He's too cool. Skateboarding.
Yeah, he's real cool.
He's
yeah.
got the Edward Cullen hair.
Hoodies. Wearing hoodies.
Yeah.
Mm.
Doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this...
Globe sneakers.
That's right.
Trying to think of an old...
Something from the 2010s.
Yeah.
What else we got? Yeah, but I think this
DC
guy...
DC Shoe Co.
You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I don't remember anything from that era. It's only like 5 years ago, but I don't... What else we got? I can tell you this.
Okay.
The sequel is set for 2019. They're already penning it in.
Good.
I feel more ambitious. I feel like confident about this now. Like if this was just Sony, because remember they were like, the Amazing Spider-Man 2, and next up is the Sinister Six movie.
Right,
and then six sequels starring Venom or whatever they're going to do. But I feel like, I say this about all Marvel films, but it will be at least okay.
Yeah, sure.
So you can pencil in as many sequels as you want. Also, they do change them from time to time, don't they? So, yeah. What else, Mason? Anything else?
Nah.
Look, I recommend people checking out the trailer breakdown, Mason, if they want to get a little bit of bloody insight, mate, that may or may not be correct or and whatnot.
Great.
Web wings. We got to talk about that.
Flump.
What do you think? Gliding? They'd have to be, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because otherwise, why would you... You wouldn't have them otherwise. Do you reckon you can wrap a man's head like a plastic bag and cut off his oxygen?
Yeah, you can kill a seagull with them, like a six-pack ring.
That's right, yeah.
That's what he's always wanted to do.
Yeah. I want to know how they work, though. Do you reckon they got nanotech in them that means you can glide?
I don't think it's going to be that significant.
No?
I think it's going to be he's going to have a slightly longer gliding range than he did before.
You don't think it's something like he has to fight the Vulture, and so Tony Stark's like, use your bloody, I put in bloody web wings, mate. And that'll be kind of his, one of his advantages.
I think it's going to be less significant than we think.
Okay, yeah, you're probably right.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just a nod more than anything else.
Also, I should mention, I say this in the trailer review as well, Mason, that it looks like by the end he's back in his old suit, like the original suit.
So like the hoodie. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
So I'm wondering, he's glowed.
Finally is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
But so I'm wondering if Tony Stark like takes it back off him.
Maybe.
He's like, stop fighting crime. You're going to get killed.
Okay.
And then he's like, I just have to go out and beat Spider-Man and whatever. So
maybe, yeah.
It's like the reverse of what happened in the first Spider-Man movie where he's in his dumb suit and then he gets an upgrade inexplicably.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's also a little bit in the comic book Civil War.
Yeah.
Where Tony Stark builds him the
Iron Spider.
The Iron Spider suit that has three spider arms, inexplicably. Not four.
Not four.
Three. And then at the end, he's like, nah, I'm taking this back.
Yeah.
It's no good.
Doesn't he, like, fire up a thing in its head and, like, scrambles his brain and hearing and whatever? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No good.
But I'd imagine Tony Stark could shut that down remotely. You know what I mean?
Like yeah, totally.
Like, it wouldn't form fit him anymore or something.
Yeah. Be very embarrassing.
Actually, I've got some questions here from some listeners about this, or some comments about the Spider-Man Homecoming trailer. This is from _the_Roy_42_. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pond.
Mm, when does Spider-Man, rolls off the tongue.
Yes. When does Spider-Man ever need to glide? He works in a major city, so he could easily thwip anywhere with his webs. And that, I guess, goes back to what you were talking
about.
Well,
he's on the top of the Washington. Isn't
he
on the top
exactly.
of the Washington Monument?
There's
nothing around there.
Nothing to swing
on. I think it's primarily for, like, because he flips over a helicopter.
Yeah.
I would imagine the wings give him a little...
just a little kick.
Little uplift.
Yeah.
You know, over the
fair
helicopter.
Enough, yeah.
Like, ordinarily, he couldn't flip over it.
Yeah.
You know. Just give him a little more hang time.
A little more hang time, sure.
If he wants to be cool, if he wants to dunk a basketball.
Yes, that's right.
He's got the wings now.
This is from Sweetie DTP1153.
Oh, just these great names this week. They're so good.
What are the chances of the Iron Man taking over Spider-Man Homecoming? I think it will truly focus on Spider-Man. What do you think of that?
Oh, good question.
He's probably got about 10 minutes of...
How do you know that?
Well, because he's very expensive.
Oh, I thought... You meant at least 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You're saying more than 10 minutes.
Let's say 20. I don't know. But, like, I don't think... It's a Spider-Man movie.
Yes.
And I think a lot of it's going to be... There's going to be a little bit of mentoring.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of Tony Stark just kind of messing with him and giving him a little bit of advice and telling him to pull back and...
Yeah.
Someone also mentioned on Twitter, what do you think's more expensive? CGIing an Iron Man suit or paying Robert Downey Jr. to be in it?
Oh, Downey Jr.
I would say almost certainly.
Because they've got all the templates now.
It's
they just plug it in.
Yeah, it's fine.
I reckon it's going to be... My guess would be... Because we see in the trailer, we see Spider-Man swinging, Iron Man flying behind him. I reckon that is the... Like, Iron Man meets him on a rooftop or something like that.
Yeah.
You get the action shot.
Yeah.
And then maybe he's like, come down to my limousine and we'll chat about being a hero.
Right.
And that's that scene and that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But you see him later, he's in the Avengers headquarters.
There's probably a scene where he's trying to sleep with Aunt May.
There'll be several of those.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of those. Yeah.
He did those for free.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah.
Good stuff. You might need to move your mic a little bit closer.
Okay.
You'll just save me doing the editing. You've just saved me 40 minutes, Mason.
Yes, I'm a hero in a way.
Yeah, good work. All right, we've got to talk about TV, Mason. We said we'd talk about TV, maybe that's something that we thought we'd talk about and we didn't tell anybody. I don't know. Best TV of 2016. Significant times. We're just going to say a bunch of stuff.
It's Westworld.
Yeah, is it? Do you want to talk about Westworld first?
Sure.
Full spoilers for Westworld.
Yeah.
The other stuff, we'll let you know if we're going to spoil
it. Yeah, look, we need some content for people who haven't, aren't up to date, so I'm going to do a top 5 list of robots covered in human flesh. Here we go. Let me think. Okay, first of all, Dolores from Westworld, because she's a sassy broad who's coming into her own.
You know it.
Equal fourth, the Bill and Ted's robots from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Wait, the ones that they build or the ones that are
evil? No, because
they're
not covered in human flesh.
Okay, I just wanted to check.
The evil ones.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Your pop filter's a little askew. Your mic's sideways.
Ah, jeez.
Just stand it up.
It's a nightmare. There we go.
Have you never used a microphone before, mate?
No.
Oh, well, that's okay then. Like, why would you?
Yep.
You know, yeah.
All right. Let's see. Three. I'll come back to it. Let's talk about Westworld.
One of the Terminator movies.
No, that's up there. That's two.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. What a great list.
Thank you.
What a great start. Okay. So, yeah, Westworld spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about the big twists?
Yes.
Do you think withholding the information and kind of handing it out piece by piece is... Do you enjoy
remember
that?
The scene when Bill and Ted, the robots, they open their faces up, they take their out of the
and the
robot
lead
out of the mouth.
Of, what are they called? Faith No More's there.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Mike Patton?
Yeah, Mike Patton.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, what do we...
I've got to finish this list. Give me another one.
I gave you the Terminator.
All right, Terminator 1.
Yep.
Is it 3?
Terminator 2.
Two. And Terminator 1 is the 2 weeks lady from Total Recall. Because it's a robot covered in human flesh that is itself covering a robot covered in human flesh in Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So three of these are Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
full spoilers. So the twist, do you like that they're handing out, they're like, well, there's a little bit of information, there's a little bit of... Or do you like, would you prefer prefer to have all the information and they tell the story? Is it too much mystery is what I'm saying? Can you possibly be satisfied with the ending when you ask all these questions and then don't necessarily answer them, but also withhold the information until like the last or second last episode?
I think if you go back to them, I think a lot of the information was sort of parceled out in drips and drabs.
Well, apparently there's things like a scan of one of their brains. It shows the map, like the consciousness.
Because
ended up being, we're talking all the twists, it ended up being that the maze is a robot finding consciousness.
Look, my assumption initially, like by about episode 9, my assumption was going to be that the maze actually was a physical place.
Well, I thought that up until they said it, yeah.
Right. My assumption was going to be that the maze is was a location and it's where a robot that's achieved real human consciousness copies their consciousness.
Sure, yeah.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Right, so my assumption was going to be that in, like, if a robot is about to become conscious and has a, you know, a real self-awareness, then it is compelled to go and find the maze, which is what Dolores did.
Right.
And in doing so...
And there's like a robot Arnold in there or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, so my assumption was going to be that she goes on this quest to the maze. She meets William.
Yeah.
William goes on the quest with her. They fall in love. And then she goes to the maze, she copies her consciousness over, and she was destroyed.
Right.
And then...
Or wiped, or whatever.
Yeah. Wiped. And then...
That's why William's so angry.
That's why William's so angry, and that's why he wants to go back to the maze, because he assumes that her consciousness, the version that loves him, will still be there.
That's not a bad twist.
Wasn't a bad twist, but it was an incorrect twist.
Yeah, so, no, I don't mind that, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the evidence also pointed to that. The Man in Black twist everybody saw from like episode one.
I didn't. Okay, it took me many more episodes. I was about seven in, but I was like, oh yeah.
I don't know if I buy the change. They're very different, like personality wise. Sure,
right, okay.
They dress similarly.
Been 30 years though.
Yeah, no, I mean personality wise.
Right.
They. It's a complete, like, he's a psychopath. Like, there's a complete, like, and that must have been, that was clearly in him the whole time.
Yeah, okay.
So he was just faking this humanity and timidness until he, I guess that's what this world does. It,
that's what I'm talking
unravels,
about, yeah.
Unravels who you are and mm-hmm. whatever. What would you do in this world? I'd probably just shoot a bunch of stuff.
See, that's, I wonder what the safeguards is, because there would absolutely be, especially early on, there'd be a real rich prick who shows up and like there's all these people showing up and their families and they want to, you know, have a nice time and yeah. you know, go, oh, it's just like the Wild West, isn't this fun, honey, kind of thing. And there'd be one go show up and he'd just riddle everyone with bullets
right.
and like kill all the townsfolk in the first 30 seconds. And then they'd have to be like, oh, everybody else gets a refund.
Yeah.
Because you can't interact with anyone because everyone's dead.
Yeah.
Like, what do they do?
Well, there are parts of the park that are supposed to be like kid friendly.
Right, yeah.
So I guess you just wouldn't go into the, you don't really see kids in the main town that much.
Yeah.
Maybe you do, but
uh-huh.
I'm assuming there must be like, there's Westworld kids and whatever.
Yeah,
and there's
right,
little
right.
kid cowboys and yeah, stuff okay. or whatever. Tiny little horses or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I assume.
Yep.
But so I'd imagine there'd probably be limits there, but no, I see what you mean. There'd be a guy just.
Little Clydesdales.
Every day there'd be a guy who would go in and ruin it for everybody else.
Yep, totally.
Like he'd be talking to a robot in a bar and he'd just put a bullet in him and
yeah,
and
yeah, that's right.
How do
you're like, I'm finally going to get laid by a robot and then they're shot in the head, yeah.
How do they work those bullets? Do you think they're strong enough to punch a hole in a robot but not in a human? Like a paintball?
No, I think that the bullets, I think if a bullet is about to hit a human.
Yeah.
It loses its structural integrity.
Okay, so it's like a smart bullet or whatever.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I think you're dumb. I think that's wrong.
Wow.
No, I would have liked to have an explanation.
Okay, right.
Like, I'm not like, oh, that's a plot hole. I'm just like, how does that work? I'm
yeah,
curious, because uh-huh. I know in the original Westworld, you like the robots can't fire their guns.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
that right? Or they can't get a clear shot or something?
Can't remember.
That, yeah, I can't remember either. Well, I haven't actually seen it. I haven't seen bits of it. Is this set in the same world? Because you see
with
the man
Yul Brynner.
In, yeah, you see Yul Brynner in one episode. He goes Arnold. What's his name? Not Arnold.
Ford.
No, the Arnold robot.
Bernard.
Bernard goes into like an old section of the office.
Yep.
And you see him in the background.
There's nah, that's just a nod.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. No.
Because these are vastly more sophisticated than.
Yes, but the original ones were.
Yeah.
Mechanical in that way.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Like Dolores is built like that.
Yeah.
She's a little different.
I think if it were, we would have seen him. Like if they had an incident with the Yul Brynner robot specifically.
Yeah.
I think that we would have seen that in the flashbacks by now.
Okay.
Or somebody would have mentioned it. They would have been like, this is a massacre just like that previous massacre.
Yeah. Well, they did mention the massacre, and the massacre they were obviously talking about was when Dolores went rogue.
Mm.
Or did she? Was that a consciousness thing, or that was Arnold telling her to kill everybody, I guess.
That was that one, yeah.
Yeah, so that was it. I thought they might have been talking about the Yul Brynner one, but that became very clear
uh-huh.
that it wasn't. The Thandie Newton, or is it Tandy Newton?
Tandy, I think,
Newton. Mission Impossible 2's own. She was
I should have put her at number three. She was great.
She was programmed to leave the park.
Yes.
Do you think to carry out data? Because, you know, they're always trying to funnel data out of the...
Yeah,
do you
yeah.
think that's what that is?
No.
I think it's another...
I don't know. I think that's a twist yet to be revealed.
Okay, sure.
Somebody wants her out, but they
yeah.
didn't explain why.
Yeah, but then do you think it's a free will that goes back for the daughter?
Yes.
But they're also saying that... They're saying that, no, that's what's tying you here. That's what's kind of... You
can, right,
and you
okay,
can't delete
sure,
that part
yeah,
of
okay.
your programming because it will delete a part of who you are.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I know. I like the idea of... Like, I don't even... I know it's meant to be that Dolores... finds consciousness or a level of it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't even know if that was conveyed enough.
Because okay.
I'm like, because Ford could have just told her to do that.
Right, you still
do
think she's
I mean?
Following orders.
No, I don't think she is. Uh-huh. Or maybe it'll turn out she is, but I don't think... The way that whole end scene played out was very convenient. Like, Ford finishes his speech and then she puts a bullet in him by her own choice.
Right, okay.
What are the chances of that happening? Mm. Like, statistically.
Oh,
sure.
You
know what I mean?
You're gonna throw statistics at me
I'm gonna throw them
now.
In your face.
Wow.
Yeah, like, so for me, I love the show.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, a lot of this, I'm just like, this is great. I don't care. I'm willing to, you know, let a lot of it slide because it's excellent television. Mm-hmm. But I think that was a little too convenient that she just achieves consciousness and then just kills everybody. Just like, and why is that the thing that you choose to do? You know what I mean? Like,
that's true. Yeah, you're right.
Like, so you achieve a level of consciousness and then you just murder everybody. Is that what it means to have choice?
Well, that's true because she is not as connected to this robot revolution that seems to be happening in the park.
Yeah.
Like we've got Tandy Newton.
Yep.
And
I think it's Thandy, but anyway, go on. I don't know.
You know, she and clearly there's some other robots that have sort of gone native and they're
sure, yeah.
and they've so you know, they're circling the wagons around this party and they were also there to wreak their revenge on humanity.
Ed Harris looked so happy to be
he
shot.
He did, didn't he?
I enjoyed
right?
that.
Yeah, me too.
Because that's like, all he wanted.
Yeah.
Just like a fair fight.
That's yeah. right, yeah.
He's dead. Or is he?
No, he's not dead.
Yeah.
No.
Do you reckon they're going to murder him?
No. He's going to be loving this. He's going to be he's going to be the leader of the freedom fight in this. Because cool. everybody's trapped in here, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess that's where it's going to go next season.
Yeah.
That's if they even go... Maybe they jump to a different park next season.
Samurai World.
I doubt it. But yeah, that was interesting. Samurai World. Yeah.
But I don't know if they will because I don't know if... Because we're seeing Samurai World prototypes, I guess.
Or it really is a Samurai World. Like, this. It says World 1. Like, this is World 1.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be 50.
Could be 50, that's true, like, yeah.
It could be 2. We don't know.
Westworld and Samurai World.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they call it Samurai World? What do they call it?
I'd call it Karate Chop World.
So yeah, so you don't think it'll be like a Fargo thing where next season it's a different world? You think it'll just... I think we're going to see other worlds. I think the robots are going to bleed over into them.
I think maybe we might see crossovers to other worlds.
Yeah.
We might see a cut to what's happening in Samurai World.
Yeah.
But
probably some karate, I'd imagine.
Almost certainly some karate. Some throwing stars.
Some flip kicks.
Flip kicks.
Yeah.
Mm. We also have some missing characters.
Go on.
Well, we have Elsie... Who is the...
Didn't Bernard kill her? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, but we don't know if she's dead necessarily.
I think she's dead. Also, we've got Hemsworth that got tackled.
Yeah, I was going to say,
he got tackled in the woods.
He got tackled by a native.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's...
I don't know. I think Elsie might be in that... She might be in that team.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know
not?
Particularly
yeah.
why.
Yeah.
But
do you think it's the kind of thing, though, where they just send in the military? Or do you think this revolution is happening and the robots are kind of keeping up the farce that... This world is still running as per usual, or it's shut down temporarily.
Good question.
You know what I mean? Like, because it's a huge block of land.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I really enjoy the idea that there are so many moving pieces. Like, presumably, a lot of the people who've gone in, who are currently in Westworld, are very rich
yeah.
and very influential. And if they just disappear off the map,
yeah,
like, do they
3D print them and just send them back out?
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Do they get, who was Ford building in his?
That's the thing. It might not have been Ford who was shot. It might have been a robot of Ford.
Maybe.
Or he made, or there's now a robot version of Ford that's going to take on his role. Do you know what I mean? Like, we don't know. Can you copy a human consciousness into a robot?
Mm.
Can you not? Those are two questions.
Two different questions with different answers. Yes or no. But where do they go? We don't know yet. Yeah, like, is the real world going to send in the military?
Yeah.
You know, to rescue these rich people, or do they not know? Or do the rich people go in saying, no contact?
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Like, you know, because our man in black says, look, don't speak to me as if...
Yeah.
He says to one of the other park patrons, don't speak to me as if I'm...
Yeah, as if
I'm on vacation.
Him. Yeah.
So don't,
Baby.
Just leave me alone. Yeah.
yeah.
So
right.
maybe they all go in and say, I'm going to be gone for several weeks. So
don't rescue me.
Don't rescue me for any reason.
No matter how much I scream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I found it interesting that you could just... Turn up the aggression like a volume control.
Right, yeah.
And then they just murder everybody.
Yeah.
Like, that seems like something that nobody should have control over.
Correct.
Like, that's a lock,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm. But I guess maybe
Well, turn up at their bulletproofness.
Yeah, that's it. So they can just grab a regular gun.
Yeah.
And then just shoot anybody.
Yeah.
But I guess Thandy Newton.
Thank you.
She can kind of hack that, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess
right.
that's the reason that mm-hmm. happened. Because, yeah, I thought that was...
But again...
Is that
who's controlling her?
That's right, yeah. I don't think those murdering ones, that's not free will. That's just, they're just kind of let loose a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Anyway, we should move on because we've got so much television.
Great.
Anyway.
I'm sure I've seen some of it.
How many Westworlds do you give this?
I'm going to give this 5 Westworlds out of 5.
Me too. I have problems with it, but I can look past them because I enjoy so much of it.
Mm.
Get ready for season 2 in 2018, Mason.
No, that's too far away.
Get ready.
Ah. Also, I liked all the little pop songs that were being played on the player piano.
That's true.
In the whorehouse.
They should do that for trailers. Like, get a pop song and change it slightly.
Yeah. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I hate it.
Yeah. No, I like that a lot also. What are those pianos called? The ones that play
pianolas. Pianolas. Or player pianos.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I think pianola is a better word. What? Player piano.
I didn't invent them.
Yeah, well, you should.
I should have did. I'm trying to popularize the term player piano.
You got another TV show?
You know what? I finally got to the CW crossover.
And?
Pretty fun. Good fun.
Did you watch all four?
Yes.
You watched the Supergirl one as well?
Yes.
And?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
You know, not bad.
What is it? Will you continue watching it? Because I watched the middle two and then I went, no, I get it.
She's very charming in that role.
Supergirl?
Yes.
Yeah, she's great.
I will.
I think they're all good in their respective roles. I just don't think the shows on the whole are that engaging.
I thought it was interesting. Imagine if you just watched Arrow. That's the only thing you watched. And it was all like street level, you know, superhero vigilante stuff. And then all of a sudden they're being abducted and they're in a spaceship.
Yeah.
That being said, it does kind of follow their flashback format.
Right.
It is a flashback of sorts to a world that doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
So it's still, I'm sure people would still be on board, but they're like, why is there aliens? I don't care for this at all. I want gritty realism and a guy in a hood shooting arrows.
I think they don't do that anymore. There's all sorts of crossovers.
Well, yeah, and also, it's interesting going back to these series after months of not watching them. Like, they've got the Ragman's in Arrow.
Right,
The magical Ragman.
Sure,
the People's Champion is in there. Mr. Terrific's in there.
Yep.
Wild Dog.
They've all got a wacky team, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, every one of them.
There were some fun nods. At one point, Cisco's like, oh, so you've got a bloody computer guy who's got a lot of pop cultural references. Great.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, but some of them were kind of cringy.
Yeah.
Like at one point, Brandon Routh's like, oh, this Supergirl, she reminds me of my cousin. We get it. He was Superman for 5 minutes. We get it. It's fine. Yeah.
We all remember. We all loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and in, you know, sort of Legends Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Characters are out. Characters are back in.
Sure.
Captain Cold's dead, apparently.
But is he back now or something?
Some of the spouses,
Hawk people are dead.
The Hawk spouses are gone. Vixen's in.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know what's going on there.
The thing is,
I can't watch 4 hours of that every week.
No,
I
mean, I couldn't.
Just don't
you're
time.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I just don't. I'd love to be able to get to it one day, but
yeah, it's the kind of show where there were a lot of weird plot inconsistencies and things like that.
Yeah.
But because I had to breeze through them.
Yes.
I had to do 4 hours in 4 hours.
Sure.
That I was just like, yep, keep it moving. Great stuff. Don't care. And
also, there's a bunch of stuff that we wouldn't have seen prior.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know why Tom Cavanagh is a different Harrison Wells.
I think there was an episode where they met a whole lot of them.
Yeah, apparently he's like the third or fourth Harrison Wells at this point.
Oh, they've killed a bunch of
them, haven't they? Yeah.
Good. I might go with that.
Yeah. Mm. What else? Yeah, it was fun. It was a little bit.
What did you think of the CGI aliens?
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's good to see the Dominators, who I haven't seen since like 1989 or whatever.
They're back, baby.
They're back, baby, in a big old way.
Anything that won't be in a movie, chuck them in a
chuck
TV
them in
show.
There. That's right.
How many Westworlds do you give it, though?
I'm going to give it 2.5 Westworlds.
I'm going to give it 2.
Okay.
Not that I don't enjoy it. Yep. It's just not. I can't keep up.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
And too many plot holes, I think, that I don't think will ever be resolved. Also, I found it odd that Flash finds the Dominator ship. It opens up. They all start streaming out, and he's like, I can't defeat these guys on my own. I better form the biggest team this universe has ever seen. And he gets everybody together.
Yeah.
Why didn't he give it a whirl,
though? None of them are armed. Yeah. They're all just naked.
It's weird that he didn't even try.
Yeah.
He was just like, no, better form the team. And I know you've got to form the team as quickly as possible.
Sure.
But
did you like, we're mind controlled. We're fighting each other.
That's pretty good, yeah.
You okay with that? Happens a lot.
See, there's another plot hole where the show starts and it's Flash and Arrow. They're behind a wall. They're being shot at by all the you know, the mind control team. And the heat vision comes through the wall and he's like, what is that? Heat vision? But there's a flashback scene. Well, this is a flash forward in the regular timeline. They've been training with Supergirl for like hours. That's obviously heat vision.
Also, she's kicking the shit out of them.
Yeah, right?
But then they're not in the present day? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Who cares? It's 2 Westworlds or whatever, isn't it?
I'm going to say 2.5 Westworlds. I had a real good time, but I don't think I could do it consistently.
Okay, fair call.
Also, I didn't watch the season finale, so.
You're obviously not doing it consistently. You're being true to your word.
Yeah. Interesting, they got some of the series villains back, but not others. Like,
they didn't get Manu Bennett back.
They didn't get Manu Bennett back for Deathstroke, which is why he never speaks. But they got both Deathstrokes. They needed somebody for Ray Palmer to fight hand to hand, so they got the original Deathstroke.
Oh, they did too.
It was just some guy in like an army jacket and a hockey mask.
They could have got like Deadshot or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess now Will Smith's Deadshot or whatever.
Yeah. They got Neil McDonough back.
Tyson, yeah.
As, yes, to ruin everything for people, to ruin people's astronomical fun. They got, Neil McDonough as Damien Dark.
Yeah.
Do you think there's some sort of clause in his contract that he only plays characters whose initials are DD?
What are the other ones?
Dum Dum Dugan.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, I think so.
Triple D.
Ooh.
Jeez.
Very good. That's about it. The Atom didn't do a lot of shrinking.
No, he didn't.
Which is kind of his signature move, man.
He's doing a lot of Iron Manning, though, isn't he?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe get a mouth guard for that as well. Like something over the mouth. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's a little bit...
I mean, they're all exposed. But yeah, but he's... Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Just looks dumb, though.
Yeah, it does. You know, it's good for TV. It's got... I like... When he's... stationary, you see all the little gears and stuff clicking in it.
That's true. That's
I don't like the helmet so much, but the rest of it I quite like.
Yeah.
Like it's
go helmetless, man. It's fine.
Yeah, it's true. He does. Oh, no, he doesn't wear a sort of helmet. It's like a spandex helmet, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's what he wears in them. Whatever. Okay. I'm going to talk about Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Five West Worlds. Show. Watch it.
Wow.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's amazing. I won't talk about it, but because we can't do all of these in depth, but it's good.
But it's not. Is it magical realism or is it not magical?
It's all realism and there's. Every now and then you get like a tiny, tiny little thing. And it's usually just so a joke plays.
Invisible
and,
car.
Yeah, it's exactly.
But it's not, that's not, none of that is part of the plot.
No.
Okay,
it's
right.
It's something that happens in the background.
And it's about the rap game.
Yeah, it's about the rapping game, yes. Yeah,
very good.
No,
very Christmassy.
Yeah, I guess it is, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Except they're spelled differently.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I'm confused myself.
Five West Worlds.
All right.
What
why is it so good, though? Tell me why it's so good and then maybe I'll watch it.
Well, I don't know. I just think... I enjoyed seeing it, like the insight into that world. I love anything that Donald Glover does.
If you're in the rap game, if you're listening and you're in the rap game,
yeah,
tweet us and let us know how realistic the rap game
Tell
is.
Tell us about the rap game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it good?
If you can do any raps,
yeah,
tweet us some raps.
Please do.
Yeah. If you'd like James to do some raps again, like he did that one time when he did the Mark Ruffalo rap, tweet at us.
That's one of the
And he'll do
greatest.
Another one for charity.
That was one of the best raps, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was one of the best raps, yeah.
Uh-huh. No, I don't know. It's just a.
Are there lovable characters?
There are very lovable characters, and they're all kind of dicks to
so
each
not
other
that
as well.
Lovable.
And Donald Glover's real down and out. Like he'll go on a date with his wife or kind of ex-wife. It's complicated,
uh-huh.
And he's only got like $40 in his account, and she's like ordering drinks, and the waiter's upselling them, and he's just like. Just sweating. Do you know what I mean? Like,
how does he get out of it?
Well, he gets someone transfers him money to just
the rap game.
From the rap game.
Yeah, nice.
If you're
nice.
In the rap game, has that ever happened to you? You've had to transfer Donald Glover money. We'd love to know.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Good to know. Or if Donald Glover's ever transferred you money.
Either way.
Yeah.
Just tell us about the rap game.
Yeah, if you could.
Yeah.
There's a hip hop biography called Kanye West Owes Me $300, I think. Seems appropriate now. Jensen Karp is the guy who wrote it. I should get to that.
Okay, cool. Is that about the rap game also?
I think it's about the rap
Maybe
game.
Maybe I should read that.
Yeah.
I'll get some insight, wouldn't I?
This sounds like Entourage, but not everybody's an asshole.
Yeah, it's Entourage, except I like it. I do kind of like Entourage.
You've watched every episode of Entourage.
I've watched every episode, even though I hate everybody in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just think Donald Glover's endearing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Does he do any raps at all?
No. Huh. Not at all. He's the manager.
He's the most qualified guy to do raps on that show, I assume.
Arguably, yeah.
Unless Common's in it. Is Common in it?
I haven't seen him. That's not to say that he wasn't
He's
in
very sneaky,
car.
Though, isn't he?
He's the Russell Crowe of rapping.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If he wants you to hear his raps, you'll hear him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to be in a Terminator film, he'll be
in
there.
It, yeah. Are there any famous rappers?
No, they do this thing where, like, they bring in Justin Bieber, but because it's sort of an alternative universe, it's just a black Justin Bieber. It's like a different guy. They just and everybody's like, "Yeah, this is Justin Bieber."
Huh?
Yeah.
Not regular Justin Bieber in blackface.
No.
That's a relief. Because yeah. I would have gone from five Westworlds to zero Westworlds just then.
Sure, you're not allowed to give this any Westworlds. You have to Westworld pending this.
Yeah, it's true.
People have been demanding that we talk about Rick and Morty and do an episode on it.
Great.
This is it.
It's good,
isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. When's season 3 coming out?
Maybe mid to late next year.
It's too far away.
Krista Barron, who listens to the show, she's an animator on that show. She should probably know. So maybe she can tweet
us. If you can tweet in, if you have any insight onto Rick and Morty or the rap game, Krista, let us know. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have you ever texted Donald Glover some money? Just in time.
Let us know. What I love about Rick and Morty...
Have you ever been in blackface?
Text us a picture.
Yep.
What I love about Rick and Morty is every episode feels like this could be a sci-fi movie. Do you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, an epic. Yeah.
They take like a tiny thing. For example, the one where Rick's car battery has a world of, as a race of tiny people that he's created, which step on kind of little treadmills, which power the car battery.
Yes.
But inside that world, they've built a tiny universe and whatever. Yes. And it goes like four levels deep.
Yeah.
Like that's...
It could be a Nolan sci-fi spectacular totally. If you took all the jokes out and made it not make as much sense.
That's right.
That's a burn on you, Christopher Nolan. If you're listening and you have any opinions on that, or if you've ever texted Donald Glover some money...
Or done blackface.
Done blackface. Let us know, Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, I don't think there's a bad episode of it. Even in season two, they go back to the watching TV stuff, you know, which they did in season one. And I don't even think it's as maybe not as good, but there's some killer ads in that.
Yes.
Like there's the Jan Michael Vincent trailer.
Sector, district Jan Michael Vincent thing.
There's not enough Jan Michael Vincents for all the sectors. And it's incredible. And I love it because as I'm watching it, I'm like, who is Jan Michael Vincent? I don't know this. And then they're like, do we need to know who Jan Michael Vincent is to get this? Like, they know that you're thinking, do I know who this is?
Yeah.
Like, it's great.
It's great. It's a great
and
series.
I love, and also it's got a bit of heart, mate.
That's true.
You know what I mean? There's like Rick falls in love and then he gets burnt.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. And then he goes to the basement and tries to kill himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that episode, I think it might have been first season, where he's stuck in a series of virtual realities.
Yeah.
Like it's a whole bunch of layers. There's a lot of layers.
Like a Christopher Nolan film.
Mm-hmm, yep. Yeah.
Mm. And there's also the dream episode where they're stuck, where they go into dreams.
That's right. Yeah.
And there's actually a line in that where they're like, if this doesn't make sense, well, then Inception doesn't make sense and everybody's favorite movie is dumb or whatever. So just kind of roll with it. And it also, I love that the last episode where it's all revealed that Rick is this intergalactic war criminal.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's been hiding out on Earth. But also there's multiple versions of him. So is it just this version of reality that's after him?
Right.
Because they're not even in the original Earth reality.
That's very true. You're right.
But also, he might not even be the original Rick.
Yeah.
Because he has... There's an episode where he has memories of Morty growing up, but he wasn't there.
Right, okay.
So this... We don't know what collection of people from the universe they are.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's not the original family except for Rick and Morty, who might not even be original in themselves.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say if there's... The only original person is probably Rick, and everybody else is just cycled out.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in a way, it ultimately, I guess the lesson there is that none of it matters in this universe.
Right, yeah.
Because he sort of cares, but he also doesn't care.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So he's, you know, when they're going to find a different planet at the end, and one of them is everything's on the cob. So they can't stay there. One of them is the sun screams.
Yes, like,
constantly. Uh-huh. And the third one is a tiny world where they live.
Yeah.
And then Rick gives himself up. There's a clip, it's like an animatic from season three you can find online where he's escaping that facility after he gets imprisoned.
Okay, sure. Right.
And he's in the body of a hot dog for whatever reason.
In a costume?
No, he's in a hot dog.
Uh-huh.
And then he's got like the arms of like a cricket.
Okay.
So he kills a rat, like takes its arms and legs off and attaches it to the hot dog. And then he just murders a whole lot of other rats. So I think he's like leveling up his body so he can kind of get out. It's really great.
Question, how did he get in the hot dog? We don't know yet.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's what a great show.
Have you seen...
Six Westworlds.
Whoa.
This is all out of 10, by the way.
No, I said out of 5 initially.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It's still 6.
Have you seen there's an animation of...
Yes, I have. I know
it's
what you're
a, yeah, it's a guy in a courtroom and he's... just having the most intense go at the judge.
Calling everybody gay.
Yeah.
Like,
just really, and it's just, they're just having this brutal back and forth between one another. It's,
yeah.
And I think it was animated, the Rick and Morty guys animated it eventually.
No, they did like a rough animatic.
And they did
then somebody took that and animated it exactly.
Yeah. So it's
like
a court transcript, I should say, and it's the voices of Rick and Morty. Reading the transcript.
Yeah, and it's a real judge
yep.
and a real defendant.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Anything else about Rick and Morty?
Not 5.
We've got to move
worlds.
It along.
We might
do a full episode at some point, maybe around the end of season 3.
We can break them down. We can make a definitive ranking of all the episodes.
God, there's some good TV this year. Or maybe I just only watch the good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The Night of 5 Westworlds. You seen it?
No, what is it?
It's a guy, Riz Ahmed. Who's in Rogue One, actually.
Oh, yeah.
He's accused of a crime, and then he goes to jail, and John Turturro's in it.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, I don't want to say it. It's real grim.
Great.
But it's...
Transformers alumni, John Turturro.
That's exactly right.
Tatoots!
Look, if you haven't... I'm not going to bother getting into it, but everyone should watch it. It's really good.
All right,
it's
cool.
Not fun. You'll hate it. Like, you'll feel bad in your heart.
Oh, cool.
It's fantastic.
Is there any moments of levity or any moments
oh,
of...
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's okay. Turturro. Turturro, man.
Mm.
Turturro. Is it... I don't know.
Tatoots!
Tatuto. Anything else? What else you got? Did we do a Stranger Things episode?
We never did a Stranger Things episode, yeah, no. Really we should get onto that.
What do you feel about season two for that? Dog, get out of the microphone.
That is a really good question.
She's bloody bumping the microphone.
Yeah, I know, right? Stay down, dog. You don't know. You don't know about hi-fi.
So, yeah, Stranger Things.
Yes.
Yeah, season two. Well, they're doing it.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think it can live up to... Well, it did really, really well.
Uh-huh.
We were worried because we were sponsored. We did a Stranger Things sponsorship, and the first two were really good.
Yep.
And then we're like, oh, God, I hope
the rest is good.
And everybody loved it, man. Yeah. So it was great.
That's a good question. How many more tropes can they mine from the 80s is the question, I feel.
Like, yeah, do you think that's going to get tired, or do you think the people behind this kind of, they know what they're doing?
Is it going to be the same characters?
I believe so,
is it going to be a whole new universe? Mm. Okay. Mm. Interesting.
Yeah, part of me is like, why not just do it, you know, like American Horror Story does or whatever, just take it to a different place or time period or whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm. Look, some Netflix stuff that was incredible, BoJack Horseman again.
Yes.
It was great this year.
We can talk about comedy.
Okay.
Does Better Call Saul fall into that category?
Comedy?
Yeah. Do you watch that?
It's been a while.
Five Westworlds.
Really?
I love it. Yeah. Huh.
How gruesome has it gotten?
Better Call Saul.
Yes.
Probably not Breaking Bad level.
Okay, that's
cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's different. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it feels like a different show, even though it's clearly set in the same
universe. Right, okay, yeah. Has it been overwhelmingly, here's the characters you remember from Breaking?
Okay, like, Mike's in it probably more than you'd think.
Yep.
It's a different world. Like, it's the world of lawyering and wheelings and dealings.
Are you still enjoying Silicon Valley?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. How many out of Westworlds out of five? I haven't got back into it. It did not grab me at all.
I want to say... 4.5. Mm.
But thank you to one of our listeners who got TJ Miller to say, grab that gem. I don't know if you
remember. That's exactly
who,
it.
Who recently got arrested for punching an Uber driver or slapping an Uber driver. That happened recently.
Was it a man or a woman he hit?
Who's to say?
Yeah.
Can't tell with Uber drivers.
You certainly can't. They're often at night, you know, you don't know what's going on.
That's right. Black Mirror, we did an episode on that.
Yeah, we did that. Yep. All the Marvel Netflix stuff we did. Did you watch F is for Family with Bill Burr? It's
an animated, right?
Yeah, it's like sort of The Simpsons, but it's not The Simpsons. I'm just saying that because it's animated. It's good. It's the 70s where you can do anything. You can, you know, blow smoke into a baby's mouth or whatever.
Yeah, great.
Like, it's that era.
Sounds
of
cool.
Kind of parenting and like kids used to just, you know, run into the woods all day.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Is Patrick Wilson on that?
He might be. I have no idea.
Because he looks like, the main character looks like.
Oh, no, I think that's Bill Burr.
The main
guy. Yeah.
Okay,
but no, it's cool, man. I really like it. Like, it's the kind of show that this could easily be live action and it would make sense. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it just
happens to be animated.
Would it make sense? Also, it'd have to be here's a question. Would it work as a, would it have to work as a period sitcom? Like, it's a sitcom made now, but set in the 70s?
A big part of it is it's the 70s, yeah.
No, but would it work, if it were made in the 70s, would it be the
same? Oh, no, it's way too dark.
Okay, right.
Yeah, it's like it's like how a real family would, like a real working class family,
as
opposed to the Brady Bunch where everyone's learning a lesson. And
so it never would have made it to TV in the 70s?
No, definitely
okay,
not.
Right, gotcha.
Oh, no, mm-hmm. definitely not.
Oh, yeah. My.
But it's I give that 4.5. There's a lot of good TV, Mason.
I know, too much TV.
Do you want to talk about BoJack at all? It's a good one, isn't it?
Real great.
Yeah, I know we're just skimming these now, but there's a lot of TV.
Real heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Master of None, you watch that?
No, what was that about?
Was that
Aziz Ansari?
Yeah.
No, didn't get to
it. I enjoyed that. It was good.
Uh-huh.
Have you been watching The Last Man on Earth?
No.
That's good.
There's so much TV.
I know. God. This is why I can't watch bloody every episode of, you know, every superhero show that's on at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know what this year also was? There's a bit of like a resurgence in shows that have been brought back. You got your Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
Now they're ladies.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Fuller House, which is now back again for a Christmas season.
Terrific.
Which I'm probably going to end up watching all for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. Because one of those things you just put on.
No. Do something else.
Yeah, I know. I should watch Legends of Tomorrow or something.
Yeah.
And X-Files came back as well.
That's true, yeah.
Had that maybe two good episodes in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Smoking Man pulled off his face.
Yes.
But even though he turned into a skull
in
the end of the very last episode or whatever. What do you think of the X-Files resurgence? Patchy is correct.
Yep, Patchy is exactly what I was thinking of, yes. Yep.
There's that really good comedy episode.
Yep, with Rhys Darby. That's a great one.
And there's bits and pieces that are good, but I'll see another episode, another season though. I'd watch it if it came out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What else, Mason?
That's about it, I think.
Okay.
I should have watched more TV this year.
Mason.
Where's the time go, you know?
Yeah, it's already December.
Hmm.
December.
It's mostly me just staring at a wall, I think.
Sure.
If only somebody had put a TV in front of that wall.
This is like some shows that, have you dropped off anything this year? Obviously a lot of stuff, but anything in particular that you used to watch religiously and now you're like, for me it's like most superhero shows.
Yep, same.
Supernatural, I'm two seasons behind.
What?
I know.
First of all, that's still going.
Yeah.
Impressive.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I've stopped watching Grey's Anatomy.
Sure. Fear the Walking Dead,
I watched
enough Walking Dead, right? And again, my video has been pushed back. Mm. I think I'm going to just hold on to it until the season starts up again.
Wow. When the season ends.
Well, that's tomorrow, and I've got too much to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a bunch of other stuff I got to do. It's a big week for Star Wars, Mason.
That's true.
I'll talk about it next week.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you've kind of like, I used to watch this show and now I do not?
As soon as you hit stop, I'll remember a whole bunch of things.
Good.
But currently, no.
What I do like about a lot of shows now is, I think I tend to watch the shorter series, like your sixes or your tens or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we did a Game of Thrones episode as well, like earlier. People were like, talking about Game of Thrones. It's really good. I like it.
I don't like it.
Five Westworlds. You don't like it.
I've made my position on Game of Thrones very clear.
You can go back if you want. We did a Black Mirror. We did a Game of Thrones. We did a, I don't know,
Luke Cage.
We did a Luke Cage. Yeah, mm-hmm. all those ones. We did Daredevil season two. We did all of those ones.
It was all of those.
Yeah.
It was good fun.
Anything you, what would you, if you had to pick one show to watch next year, what would you pick?
Were you saying Rick and Morty's not coming out?
No, it is.
Then Rick and Morty.
Me too, yeah.
Wait, no.
Westworld?
Yeah, it might be Westworld.
If it was next year.
Because we've had this discussion that when we had our guest Ben Vanell last week, that maybe season two, it might develop Lost syndrome where there's too many plot threads and they just go, look, we've got enough going on. We don't have to resolve that or that or that. And
then that's
all going to fall to pieces. I don't think Rick and Morty is going to do anything like that.
No.
I think Rick and Morty will be consistently good.
Forever.
Yeah, but at the same time, we've seen two great seasons of that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Westworld. I think it's Westworld because I don't know where it's going to go.
Okay.
There's so many moving parts coming in.
Yeah.
I want to see, are they going to bring the army in?
Sure.
Is that even on Earth? We don't know.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Rick and Morty again as well.
Because how do people not just show up at the Westworld compound if it's real?
Yeah, exactly.
If it's there.
It must be gated or something.
Maybe it's the whole thing is underground.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of going down, maybe they're going up.
Artificial sun. So expensive.
Very expensive.
For $10,000 a day doesn't seem enough.
I think it's $40,000 a day.
Well, even
but
then,
even then.
It's the future.
Maybe it's 40,000 quatloos.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't know what currency they're using.
Like, what year is it? Let's say conservatively it's 2050, right?
Mm-hmm.
Conservatively. 40 grand is not that much in 2050.
I guess that's
true. Like, what, 3 or 4 grand now? I don't know how inflation works. If you're inflation, email in if you've ever inflated some of Donald Glover's money to help him pay for a bill.
Thank you, if you could.
Yeah. All right. And if you've got a favorite TV show from the year,
let
us
know. You know, actually, what I would like, if anybody has a favorite series finale of the year,
right?
Let me know what it is. Tweet at me at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
And you'll watch just that.
I'll just watch the finale and see how inexplicable it is.
Okay, then.
So let me know if you've got if you think there's a finale that I will not, let me know if it's one I will or will not understand. And I'm more likely to go in on one that I'm probably not going to understand.
I hear you, mate.
It's American Horror Story or something like that. I will not get it.
I will never watch that.
Okay,
great. I should watch it at some point. A lot of people really like it.
Mm-hmm.
What we're reading?
What we're going to read. It's a segment we do.
Yeah, this is it.
It's a segment.
I'm doing a thing. What are you doing?
Good question. You know what I've been listening to? A podcast. I'm going to give a couple of podcasts a plug. They've got nothing to do with us. They're not part of our amazing network, Planet Broadcasting.
You know it is.
But I've been listening. A friend of mine and a guy I don't know.
Yeah.
So Cameron James and Alexi Toliopoulos, they're a couple of comedians. They do two podcasts together. One is called the Blank Slate Movie Podcast, which is where they take a movie that neither of them's seen and they sort of discuss it. What?
No,
is that funny?
No, it sounds funny.
But it's quite earnest. Like it's more sincere than a lot of.
Oh, okay.
Like ours is quite irreverent.
We just make fun of it.
Yeah, and it's kind of sincere discussion about like it might be something quite recent, or it might be like a classic that they've always said they're going to watch, but they've never got around to it kind of thing.
Right.
And they do kind of their take, and it's very good. I enjoy it a lot. And they do a second podcast called Mic Check, which is every week they watch a Mike Myers movie and they check to see if it's still good. So it's pretty great.
How many of them are there? 12?
Yeah, but also like all his appearances. So like his SNL best of.
Your Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. They do sometimes one shot really specific podcasts. So like last week they did Carving It Up, the Dana Carvey podcast, where they talked about The Secret Life of Pets, which he's in.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so.
Carving It Up. Good stuff. Should also mention for the podcasting network.
Yes.
We're doing a launch in either late March, early April.
Uh-huh.
And there'll probably be a panel that both of us are going to be on, which is going to be live streamed. Right. So there's going to be, everyone's going to be revealed. Like I'll be on it in person or whatever. But before that, we're hoping to do a charity event where we might do a video or something. Or so you'll see both of us.
Uh-huh.
And we want to raise some money for that. So if anyone's like, what do you look like? When's that happening? It will be happening soon.
Ooh.
That's all I'm saying. So
sizzle.
Yeah. So you know, let's just let people know that that's a thing that we're kind of leading up to. We're thinking of doing something to do with a charity thing revolving around depression or something to that effect. So gear up for that, Mason.
Sounds great.
I am.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Oh my. Hang on. Anything else I can recommend? No, just those two podcasts. Good old fashioned fun.
Oh, I should mention on the back again of Ben Vanel, who's here last week. I borrowed Shadow of Mordor off my brother.
Uh-huh.
I'm playing it. It's great.
Wait.
Shadow of Mordor.
No, the other bit.
The one you don't like.
Right, okay.
Also, happy birthday. It was the brother you do like. It was his birthday this week. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, brother I like. Cheers to you and jeers to the other brother. Oh, new segment?
Regular segment.
Oh, Wi-Fi.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only...
That sounds weird when you do that.
Down here right now, we're going to do letters.
I forgot there's a little animation on
there. Yeah, right?
I never see the screen.
Mm-hmm.
You never show me.
Sorry.
That's okay. Got some letters here.
Love it.
By letters, I mean tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. That's how you get to us. That's how you know where we are. This is from Jenny Lloyd, and this is to you specifically.
Hi,
Mason.
Jenny.
Have you played The Fairy Tale Adventure on the Amiga 500?
No.
You're a massive Amiga fan, mate.
I had an Amiga 500 as a child.
You're the
yes.
biggest fan.
I'm going to look it up right now.
All right, and then you tell me how bad it is.
Okay.
I mean, I bet do you reckon there's a driving level in that one?
No.
I mean, it's a fairy tale adventure.
Okay, here we go. This is happening.
I'm ready.
All right. Oh, looks good. Action role playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
Go on.
Let's see.
It's like a Maniac Mansion kind of thing.
No, it looks kind of top down. It's more an RPG kind of situation. Kind of like
a
more complicated Zelda. It looks like it looks great.
All right, maybe that'd be something you can play this week.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, maybe though.
I'll look at the Let's Play on YouTube.
Sure.
One assumes, maybe.
So it'd just be a guy about our age screaming about it, which is all Let's Play. Videos.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, this is from The Last Man on Earth.
Wait, I'll give you an Amiga 500 game I have played. I played Jim Power in Mutant Planet.
In Mutant Planet?
That's what it's called, yeah.
Is that a translation?
I think it's French or something, or Italian, I don't know.
Sure.
It's a good one.
This is from The Last Man on Earth. Do you think the Star Wars prequels would be more interesting if Anakin was just a passing background character? Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. So take the prequels that we've got.
Okay, sure, right.
But imagine that people reference him and you see him in the background. Maybe he's in on a council meeting. You pass him in a hallway, one of those hallways that go forever that couldn't possibly
exist.
Sure,
right, okay. At what point does he turn into Darth Vader? The same time?
I guess. You'd still have to have the confrontation, or would you just see it in the background and be like, what's that? Who's fighting over there? Like,
also, we don't actually see the confrontation between Obi-Wan and...
Well, that's
Anakin.
What we'd have to determine.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to rebuild the narrative so that he and Obi-Wan still have some sort of rivalry or friendship of some kind.
Mm. Unless they're both background characters and it's a Mace Windu project.
Let's move everybody to the background.
Imagine that movie, the Mace Windu, if it was all Mace Windu's perspective. So many meetings, discussions on couches and what we're talking about, because we just did the Revenge of the Sith one. Also, I think our enthusiasm for these like waned like as they went.
Oh, absolutely.
Like
they
by
did,
then
yeah.
I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
This is it. But like, there's a bit where they're all at a drop ship and they're talking. Mm-hmm. And we were like, did they know that that's what this was? Because it would have just been they would have been all sitting on a green box.
Yep, in a green room.
Mm-hmm. Like, did they know that they were on a ship? Like, was that a decision that they made later?
Yeah,
who
we
knows?
Don't know. Yeah. Uh-huh. They were like, we've got to break up these meeting scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just put them on a merry-go-round. Why not?
God, that movie starts so promising as well.
Right?
And then there's like 20 conversational scenes in a row.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh boy.
It's below. Get into mm-hmm. it. You don't yeah. have to. Mm-hmm. This is, so yes or no, more interesting or less? I think I'd be angry. I'd be like, why are you showing me this? I want to see, the prequel trilogy is supposed to be Darth Vader. I like the idea of it.
I don't know. You know what? Better than what we got. It sounds better than what we got. I don't know. You'd have to rewrite that. You'd have to provide some sort of emotional weight to their rivalry somehow.
That's right.
But it would be, whatever it is, it'd be better than what we got. So yes,
exactly.
Please do it.
It's not one of those things where you could just re-edit it and it would work.
Yeah, right.
It's not possible.
Yeah. And I don't want to see his kitty backstory. I'm sick to death of it. Awful. Yeah. No good.
The trilogy should have started like the start of episode, or just before episode 3.
Yeah, okay.
In the Clone Wars.
You know what would
have been? You don't get no Clone Wars.
Maybe if they met as adults during the Clone Wars.
Yeah, but one had to train the other though.
Or maybe one wasn't even a, I don't know.
One was a robot. One wasn't a robot. Maybe they were both not robots.
Correct. That would be great.
We should leave that. Mm-hmm. So they meet and like he's Luke's age and then he trains him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even the same age.
Yeah. They can't really be the same age.
Why not?
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Nah.
Like, one's training the other to... He's like, be a better apprentice.
In Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope...
Yes.
Does Obi-Wan specifically say that he trains Anakin?
Yes.
Oh, okay, then.
He's like, he was a pupil of mine before he went to...
Well, maybe that would still work.
Yeah.
Because he could be like, listen, I'm going to train you.
Yeah.
But this, you know, Anakin's already had this full life and he believes in certain things already.
Yeah.
And so he can't get past... Oh no, clear your mind and blah, blah, blah.
Because I like the idea that you kind of got to get them young, but I don't...
Oh boy. Let's take that. If somebody could take that out of context...
Please don't.
No, maybe flip.
Where, you know, they grab them from a young age.
Yes.
But also there's something inherently wrong with that.
Isn't there though, yeah.
So it's kind of like, wouldn't it be more a thing where like you're 15 to 20 and then that's when you get trained? Because at the start, because Empire Strikes Back, Yoda's like, I can't train Luke because he's too old.
Mm.
But really, like, he was much too old, apparently, by, like, about 25 years.
yeah.
You know? So, I don't... Also, someone should have been looking up... Someone should have been training him.
Yeah.
But I guess they didn't want to risk the galaxy falling into him, whatever. I don't know. But enough of this. But enough of Star Wars.
It's interesting because when you think about it, like, the Jedi Order is so massively flawed.
Yeah.
And so just bizarre and everything they do is kind of wrong. And I... every time I watch these movies, I'm like, is that deliberate to imply that there's wrong on both sides, or is it they didn't know how to build and write this Jedi
Maybe it started like that, but I know because George Lucas now says the purpose of those movies is the failure of the Jedi.
Right. Okay.
And yeah, I guess that is. There's a lot of failings there, so maybe it was always the case.
Yeah, man.
Who knows? Anyway, next week, Rogue One, mate.
Yay! I'm really excited.
I want it to be good.
Mm-hmm.
When who doesn't? Do you want it to be good?
Yes.
Both of us want it to be good.
Mm-hmm.
We've put that down.
100% of the survey respondents said they want it to be good.
This is from the Angry Man, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. If there was ever a fourth installment in Nolan's Batman universe, who would you have as the villain?
Oh.
I would have loved to have seen the Joker come back, like the Heath Ledger Joker. You can't do it, obviously.
No.
But I'm talking in an ideal scenario.
Yep. Uh-huh.
That would be who. I know it's a villain we've gotten.
Yep.
But I don't know. What about you?
I reckon maybe the Riddler.
Okay.
Maybe in some sort of acolyte of the Joker.
Yeah,
or maybe just a...
Just a nut.
Well, that's the thing. Do you raise the stakes in a fourth one?
Do you go supernatural? Is that what you mean? Like superpowered? Or do you not?
There is actually a really good Batman Riddler story from like the late 80s or early 90s called Dark Knight, Dark City, where the Riddler raises the dead in Gotham City.
Okay.
It's pretty great.
So you think do
it's
that.
It's got some Mike Mignola art in it.
Oh, he's
real,
good.
Real nice.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you go supernatural, but I'm wondering if it's the fourth and final one, can you go bigger than Bane attempting to destroy the city?
Well, that's a really good point.
Because I kind of got sick of that.
Or do you go Joseph Gordon-Levitt is Batman?
Yep.
And then there's two Batmans.
Mm.
Then other Batman comes back. And
oh, yeah.
Nightwing or whatever.
Batman.
Batman. Trying to think, what villains could
it's kind of hard to do a fourth one.
Yeah, because you'd have to, because if you did like a Poison Ivy, you got to strip the powers away the same way you did with Bane. You know what I mean? You can't do the comic book versions. You know what I mean? Yeah. And there's some that like doesn't matter for like Two-Face because he doesn't have any powers. Mm-hmm. But there's other ones where you can't introduce Man-Bat.
Or Killer Croc. Or Killer Croc. Like that, or,
yeah, but they've done, there is like a Nolanized version of, what's the Batman Earth 1 is like Nolanized.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And there is a Killer Croc.
Well, he's
croc
no
in
good
that.
At anything. Yeah. Batman's no good.
I'm fairly certain there's a Killer Croc in that and he's just...
Man with a skin condition.
Just now with skin condition. Yeah, okay, yeah. Right. Just like he was in Suicide Squad. Or he was a crocodile, man. Who knows? I'm not really sure.
That's because it's difficult because that was really, you know, the trilogy had an ending. And so if you just go, okay, it's new Batman and he's fighting a villain who wants to rob banks and he's got to stop the guy or whatever.
Yeah.
That's kind of anticlimactic for a fourth.
Yes.
Unless you're going to build another trilogy. But at the same time, I am sick to death of a guy from the League of Shadows showing up and trying to destroy the city.
Yeah, fair enough.
Too much. Yeah.
Just leave it alone, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why this city?
Maybe Mr. Zazz?
Okay, sure.
Serial killer Mr. Zazz? That would be good.
Yeah.
Maybe raise the stakes of kind of like a personal level, like people are, you know, individual people are being murdered.
Yeah,
kind
he's killing
of thing.
People Batman knows and loves.
Yeah.
Like Rachel, again. Yeah. Rachel's sister.
Yeah.
Rachel.
Rachel, exactly.
Is that the show for this week?
I think it is.
Do you think it might be? What happens now? You do the thing.
Oh, yeah, do the thing. If you want to get in contact with this, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp. We've got all those commentaries up.
You know it.
We'll soon have all the bloody Star Wars, all six Star Wars movies.
All six of them. There's a Caravan of Garbage episode.
New Caravan of Garbage. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
If you'd like to support the show and keep the lights on in this beautiful man cave that we have.
So regular.
No, it's man cave.
Regular lighting.
Look at that little, it's a bloody Red Bull bauble, man.
It's a Christmas bauble. It was a gift.
From Red Bull.
Yeah.
That's not true. It's just a regular bauble.
I actually checked. I'm like, is it?
That'd be incredible if it was. But if you would like to support the old man cave, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies.
Yep.
You can contribute $1 a month or whatever you like.
Yep.
Or you can go to our Amazon affiliate link, which is in the episode description.
Yeah, that's great.
Click on there,
yeah.
Buy some weird stuff from Amazon, and we get a kickback somehow. What else? You can go to tpublic.com where we've got some t-shirts,
yep.
Some great designs from all our mates like Fergal Quigley and Matty Young.
Yeah, yeah.
And Golden Legend,
yeah,
all the greats.
Man.
Make your bloody choice. They're all great, I think.
Pick one. Pick none.
Oh, you can do that also. Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our themes. Thank you to everybody who listens to the bloody show.
Yeah.
Especially everybody who listens past these plugs. They're our special snowflakes.
You're the real heroes.
You're the real heroes in a way. Thank you for everybody who subscribes, leaves a nice review.
Yeah, it helps a lot. Yeah.
Love it when we're in the charts, you know?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Love it when we're in the charts and we're above one of our arch nemeses who don't realize we exist. That's always good, isn't it? I'm always like, cop that. Triple J's Mark Fennell, that movie guy. He doesn't know we're real. Who cares?
One day we'll confront him in the street.
Cop that Bret Easton Ellis podcast, you catty bitch of a man. He's fine. He's probably fine. Anyway, it's great. It's great to see us up there. You know what I mean?
No, it's cool.
Yeah, it's
nice
real cool.
See,
we have fun.
Yeah. All right.
That's the show, everybody. Grab that gem, you guys.
Bye. Oh, if you have any Star Wars thoughts on Rogue One, tweet them in and we'll... might read out a few next week.
Are you going to make me say my classic catchphrase again?
What's that?
Grab that jam, you guys.
You don't have to.
No, I did.
But you have, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
Okay, bye.
For real.
You should start on another catchphrase. You want to do another catchphrase?
Should I?
Yeah.
Let me think. I am who I am.
No, that's Popeye.
Oh. Give me a dollar.
No, just do the Paschetti one.
I'm not doing it. I'll do it at the end of the year.
Oh, wow. Special treats.
No, wait. I'm not doing it.
No, you've said
it. I said I'd never do it.
No, you got to do it.
All right. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.